This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Receive the Holy Spirit. John 20, verses 21 to 22. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Consider this. Breathe in deeply with me for a moment. Now breathe out. It feels good, doesn't it? Our breath is unseen, but yet is so very, very real. Breath and breathing are powerful primal images for us as human beings. To breathe is to be alive. In the Bible, the Holy Spirit is understood to be God's very breath, the pure expression of his sustaining, creating, and transforming life, Genesis 1:2. In the Nicene Creed, the Holy Spirit is called the giver of life. Anything we can or could say about the Holy Spirit will always come back to the fact that the Spirit is the breath, the wind, the living, active, creative, and life-giving presence of the Creator of the universe. In John 20, the image of the Spirit as the breath of God comes to the fore as Jesus steps into a room full of bewildered disciples immediately following his resurrection. Can you imagine the moment? Mary said she had seen the Lord, verse 18. Should they, could they believe her? As Jesus enters the room where they've been hiding from the Jewish authorities, verse 19, they are suddenly awakened from their unbelief, fear, and disillusionment. They are seeing Jesus alive before their very eyes. He is breathing again by the Spirit that raised him from the dead, Romans 8:11. Their Lord was just recently breathless on the cross. Now he is standing in front of them, breath full and ready to provide divine resuscitation to any soul ready to rise with him. Jesus begins to speak, and in the same way Jesus spoke to the disciples in that room where their lives were changed for good, so too our risen Lord walks into the room of our hearts by the Spirit and speaks these words to you and I today. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you." Receive his comfort. "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Receive his commission. And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Receive his life-giving blessing, his presence, strength, and hope for all your days ahead. So how about it? Are you ready to join the early disciples? Are you ready to receive the Holy Spirit? Are you ready to breathe more deeply the breath of God? That's what these days will be about for us. Receive the Holy Spirit. The prayer. Jesus, I receive the Holy Spirit. Open me up to receive all you have for me. Come, Holy Spirit. I open my heart to you as the disciples did, to receive the life-giving gift of your presence. I am ready for my own personal Pentecost. I receive your Holy Spirit. The question: have you ever needed to catch a good, full breath? How did it feel when you felt that unseen air rush into your lungs? In what ways does that moment speak of what happened for the disciples in John 20? And what can happen in you if you open yourself now to receive the Holy Spirit? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilt.